Hi guys, it's been a good long while. It's been a while since I've recorded a podcast. And I really haven't taken the time to look into all the details of how to find detail podcasts and all that extra stuff, all that research that you have to do into it. Because my intention is not really to market it into being a famous or popular podcast. It's just more to share ideas, my thoughts, you know. It's just, I guess in a way it's kind of like my digital journaling in a way. But so good that you to have a moment with you guys again and talk about a few things. A thought occurred to me. I had a bit of a disagreement with my husband. We've been remodeling a home, and he was out of town working. I was doing all the remodeling. I thought I was doing great. I was catching some great sales and lows, and I just thought I was doing good, but somehow I went over the budget. And it's just like, if you've remodeled before, if you have any experience in remodeling, I'm sure you've encountered a situation where things come up that you didn't expect that were not added into the budget. And I mean, if you even watch a show, Fixer Upper, you'll see there's those nightmare surprises that come up. Well, thank God we didn't have anything like that, but we did go over the budget on some things. Anyhow, so he came home, he looked at it, and he was a bit upset that I went over the budget, and I was a bit upset because he wasn't being grateful and happy in what I've done and how I saved so much money. I mean, our flooring, I saved 50% because I found it on clearance. I found a great contractor that did the work, and he was nothing like the first time we remodeled a home that the guy did not know what he was doing and we ended up spending so much money. But this guy was doing great quality work and he gave us a very decent quote too. So I just thought, you know, that I was doing a great job. And he was a bit upset because I went over the budget and I was hurt. I felt that he was ungrateful and just, I mean, I was tense and he was tense. So we had a bit of, we had some tension, right? We had some tension going on. And as a woman, I could even feel like, I could feel the negative spirits, you know, come up like, oh, this guy, your husband's being so ungrateful. You need someone that can be more appreciative of what you do, recognize your work. He hasn't recognized anything of you've done that you've done. You've been going at it for days, eating at 6 p.m. sometimes, running around, doing, I mean, not just remodeling the house, but also raising our children, taking them to all their activities. And, I mean, my children have about 8 hours of activities a week, plus I work too. So all this all together going on at the same time and cooking healthy meals for them because we don't really like to eat out too much. So I started to think, well, he's just being so ungrateful. And we're, you know, in this generation of marriages where marriages are just kicked like disposable plastic plates and stuff, and that when you're done with it you just throw it away, when you don't want it you just get rid of it, you just go and divorce. Well, no, that's not how I believe. I'm a huge advocate for family, and I absolutely admire long marriages, and that's my dream. More than a diploma, bachelor's degree, a PhD, anything you can get, more than becoming a CEO of Tesla or Samsung or anything, I think that if you can be married to one person You guys can work it out and raise your children together. Till death does y'all part, till death do you part, then I think that's one of the biggest, how do you say it? One of the greatest accomplishments of life, more than Nobel Prize, more than anything, to have your marriage withstand every trial. And I mean, with the exception of infidelity and physical domestic abuse. But what I'm talking about is like, oh, we're just not in those feelings no more. He doesn't see me like this. He doesn't give me affection. Because we're taught that in this generation, affection is like in those fairy tale movies, and that's how affection should be. It's not realistic. Sorry, that's my child in the background screaming. So I've always known marriage is not a fairy tale. It kind of is in a way. You know, you have your best friend, your husband, your spouse, and you're doing everything together. And especially if you both serve the Lord, it's so much more complete and satisfying, and there's respect. And there's more, you go through all the challenges together and you succeed better. But sometimes our flesh gets weakened, and maybe it's just my own personal fault, but you know, you start to see that, you see, like, I guess, you know, as a woman, you want this, you do want this fairy tale affection sometimes. This kind affection, these gestures. Well, anyway, so my husband was being a bit more on the cold, no warmth. He was upset, and I was upset. So I was like, I started to think, Lord, you know that inside of me, what my heart is and what my goal is. My goal is to love this man until death do us part. And for him, and I want him to love me too. But I don't know if he has stopped loving me, if I can handle a marriage like this, where with his coldness. I mean, now here, he was only cold for like 2 days, where we were disagreeing over the budget. But to me, 2 days sounds like, feels like a decade. It feels like, oh my goodness, is this something permanent? Does he not love me no more? He's not being grateful. But it's, in that moment, you feel like, is this it, you know? But anyway, so I was talking to God, and I needed a new stove so bad. I needed a new stove. And for the last 5 years, I've been seeing this one special stove trend on Facebook. And it's, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like a 6-burner with a grill in the middle and 2 ovens. It's a stove. It's kind of like one of those vintage stoves, but a new modern stove with two ovens in the front and the 6 burners and a griddle in the middle. And that's been my dream stove. They're like $5,000 to $11,000. And KitchenAid is my favorite appliance brand. Anyhow, Lowe's doesn't sell these in store. These are special order stoves. So I was walking in the store in Lowe's, and I was thinking, well, I need a stove, but we're just going to wait a little bit because I've obviously already gone over the budget. But there's that stove. Oh my God. Oh, the stove I've dreamed about. It's right here. Somebody returned it, or I don't know what happened, but they have it for sale here and it's on clearance. So I look at it and it says it's on clearance for $2,800. I'm like, oh, this is not gonna happen. It's too expensive. But I mean, it's a good deal. It's more than 50% off. It's like 60% off, 65% off of the regular price. And it's KitchenAid. Oh my goodness, how perfect is this? But, then I'm like, okay. So I'd been going every day. Sometimes up to 3-4 times a day to get stuff for the remodel. And I see the manager. He recognizes me from going in so much. He says hi. He tells me, I guess he sees just, you know, the glare in my eyes, the face that I have, how much I love this stove. He's like, you like that stove? I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my dream stove. He's like, well, you know, he goes, well, if you buy it today, I'll give you a better deal. I'm like, how much? He goes, well, let me check it out. I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? He goes, well, when they brought it to the warehouse, the worker dragged it instead of using, I guess, the forklift or something to move it. One of those appliance dollies to move it. He dragged it and the legs fell off on the bottom. Simple thing. All you have to do is really like screw it back in. I'm like, oh, that's good. But how much would you mark it down to? He's like, I'll give it to you at 75% discount. Which came up to like under $2,000. I can't remember exactly the price. I think it was like $1,800 with taxes. I was like, oh, wow, this is a great deal. But let me call my husband. So I call my husband. He's like, well, I think he also felt bad in a way because of how he had been acting towards me. And he was like, well, we do need a new stove. And they're expensive. And this is the one you've been dreaming about. Go ahead and just get it. And I was so happy. But there was something about this moment that I finally captured, I finally interpreted inside of me that reminded me of other moments I've had where God has given me favor. And it's what I call my kisses and my affection come from God. And I don't need a man to give me that. Yes, I need my husband's, but when he fails and lacks in giving it to me because he's not perfect, I'm not going to have the mentality of running to find it in someone else or desiring it from someone else. Instead, I've always focused in receiving it from God. I've focused in God. As a human, I feel hurt. This is not fair. Can you please bring justice? And God never fails. He always brings justice in a way by what I call are these kisses from him. That stove to me was a kiss from him. I walked in with my heart heavy and broken and sad. Just felt disappointed in myself at the same time and undervalued. And yet whenever I saw that and that special offer came up and my husband accepted. He was like, yeah, go ahead and get it. I thought, like, because what are the chances of you needing a stove, finding the one that you really want that, you know, the store doesn't carry. This is a custom order one and the same brand you want. It was like God telling me, no matter what, Sarah, what I have for you, you won't find in someone else. If you're needing some affection, if you're needing some warmth, you're doing the right thing, not looking for it in other areas. Because I'm the one that's going to give it to you. And that was, to me, every time I look at that stove, I always remember how God answered that prayer, that desire in my heart. And also, it was also a piece, like the olive tree branch of my husband also mending the situation and realizing that he was being a little too not acknowledging me in my work and everything I was multitasking with and balancing at the same time. But it's not the only time. There's been other situations where I've seen God's favor and moments where I feel like my husband is like, now I'm not wanting to point a bad image towards my husband because my husband is a really good man, but he's not perfect. And there are times he makes mistakes, just like there's times I make mistakes. And but I think that in the society, anytime a partner makes a mistake, people look for another someone else. They look for something else to make amends, to complete them, to bring them that perfection they want. They start looking around where they shouldn't, and that's why you start seeing all these broken families and broken homes. This is why you need, that's why marriage consists of three: you, your spouse, and God. Because when your spouse fails in something, you have God to look up to you, who comes in and covers, fills the void of what you're missing. Well, guys, please, ladies and gentlemen, please keep praying for me that God will keep giving me better word, better verbiage. I was incredibly smart when I was younger and just had such a huge purpose in life. But the last few years, I've gone through some medical stuff that have given me so much brain fog. And just, I've been trying to do these podcasts, but as you can hear, a lot of my speech isn't very well put. But my intention is to relay a message always that gives glory to God in my uneducated, full of verbiage way. I hope that you guys can understand the message. And as always, if this speaks to you in any way, give me a review on Apple. Please let me know that this is speaking to you in a way. Blessings and good night.